tonight's shiur is going to be a little bit different in that it's going to be an extension. The last shiur that we have, we were learning in Likutei Moran Tanina, Torah Pei Ches, chapter 88. In our Likutei Morans, it's page 92, the right-hand column, middle of the column. That's the Torah that we had done in the last shiur. We'll give a three-minute overview, a summary of what was in that Torah, and then we're going to try to explain, as we mentioned last week, some of the Likutei Halachos that Rav Nosson Zal discusses related to this, that brings it down to earth and shows us what this is talking about in terms of Lamaisa. Rabbeinu Zal in this Torah started talking about the fact that a person has to be careful not to eat a fruit before it's fully ripened. Just like you're not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree, so too you're not allowed to cut down a fruit before it's fully ripened, and you're not allowed to eat it. And Rabbeinu Zal said it could do tremendous damage to you in terms of the fact that this fruit, before it's fully ripened, it's drawing, it's pulling. It has a koyach ha-moshech in a sense. It's pulling life to itself. It's drawing life in a desperate way. While it's still connected to the tree, it's drawing that life from the tree. When you pull it off the tree or cut it off the tree before it's fully ripened, and a person goes ahead and eats that, it's going to start pulling life from the person himself in whose stomach that fruit is. And Rabbeinu Zal said that there are very deep secrets in this, and the only solution is, Rabbeinu Zal said, if a person could possibly make a bracha with a lot of kavona and yira shemayim, then a person could be protected from the harm, the damage that could come from eating a fruit before it's fully ripened. Then Rabbeinu Zal said that the person could also, not only would the person not be damaged in any way, that the fruit would not be stealing his chiyus, but rather he would be able to draw to himself chiyus from the fruit. And Rabbeinu Zal explained, to draw chiyus from the fruit and to find lost articles in the fruit, to find avedos in the fruit. Because Rabbeinu Zal said there are avudim, there are lost items, and there are very deep secrets in this. Period. This was the first item. And then Rabbeinu Zal opened up with a discussion about a malach, that there is a certain malach, and this malach has angels under him, and all of these angels hold shofaros in their hands, and the purpose of these malachim are, they blow shofar. What do they blow? They blow tkiah, trua tkiah. And what's their function? These malachim are constantly searching for avedos. They're searching for lost items. And every single time that they find an item that was lost, there's a tremendous simcha that takes place there and a tremendous explosive happiness. Period. Then Rabbeinu Zal went on to explain that regarding this concept of lost articles, lost items, when a person has taivos rois, when a person has bad desires, and the person goes after the wrong thing, when a person has taivos rois, as a result of those evil desires and going after the wrong thing sometimes, Rabbeinu Zal says the person loses. What does he lose? We'll see soon. We'll explain it soon. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk, taivas rishoim toived, that the desires of a rasha cause him to lose. He loses things. And Rabbeinu Zal says, these lost articles, somebody has to go find them. Who searches for these lost articles? Tzadikim. Tzadikim are the ones whose mission is to go seek out these lost articles and find them and gather in. But Rabbeinu Zal explained that tzadikim themselves, sometimes during the process of searching, they also lose items. In the process, along the way of looking and picking up lost articles, sometimes they drop something in the process and lose. And Rabbeinu Zal closes pretty much with that item. And then he adds on that the malachim, that these malachim who blow the shofar, we said that they blow tkiah, trua tkiah, the roshei tevois of which is tarat, tof reish tof, and the roshei tevois of these three koilos of the shofar, tkiah, trua tkiah, are the same as the roshei tevois of the pasuk Taivas Rishoim Toivim, that a Rasha with his wrong kind of desires loses things. Who picks up these lost articles? These malachim with the shofars. They search for these lost articles and they gather them in, they find them, and they blow these koilis with the shofar. This is pretty much the summary of what Rabbeinu Zal said in this chapter. And we explained last week that this is connected with, this is tied in with what we learned in the previous chapter, the Torah Pei Zayin, where Rabbeinu Zal discussed the Soid Kavona Selul. And there Rabbeinu Zal also discussed the concept of searching for a lost item. What were you searching for in that Torah? Rabbeinu Zal discussed the concept of a person searching for their zivug, which the Gemara in Kiddushin also uses the Lashon Aveda there also. The Gemara says, who goes looking for whom? A lost article goes looking for its owner, or the owner goes looking for the lost article. And the Gemara says that that's why Darkoi Shelish Lachzer Acharo Isha. It's the responsibility of a husband, the male, to go seek out the female, his zivug, because the female is referred to as an Aveda, and the man is going to look for his Aveda. Also a concept of searching for lost articles. And Rabbeinu Zal explained there that it's dependent on Tikkun HaBris, that according to the degree of Tikkun HaBris that a person has, that's what would determine how easily they could find their Aveda, they could find their Zivug, and not just find the Aveda, but have a situation where this Zivug would be willing to be a help to them. Would not be a kenegdoi, would not be against the person, but rather would be an ezer to the person, help out the person. Now we enter into Likutei Halachos in Orach Chaim, Hilchos Birchas HaPeiros, where Rabbi Nosson Zal opens up a major, major discussion. We're not going to discuss everything that he says. We're going to select some extracts from what he says that'll show very clearly and in a very interesting way what Rabbeinu Zal is talking about in this chapter. We know that any time that a Yid does an Aveira, or any time that a Yid runs after their physical desires in a way that the Torah doesn't want you to, for example, the Taiva Sachila, there's nothing wrong with eating. On the contrary, the Shulchan Aruch says that as soon as a person finishes davening Shachris, there's a special inyan to eat before going to learn. Before starting to learn your major Seder Halimud, special inyan to eat pas shachris, to eat bread in the morning, to wash, make a mitzi, and all the brachos. And then we know there's a mitzvah bichlal throughout the day of making a bracha on food items, no question about it. In fact, there's a statement in the Torah where one of the Tanoim said that if a Yid has an opportunity to eat an item that they've never eaten before, and they pass up the opportunity, that in itself is considered a disrespect to Hashem. The fact that you had a chance to make a bracha on this item that you never ate before, to taste this item that you never ate before, and you forego the opportunity, that's considered a mistake, a bad thing, a wrong thing to do. So we see that eating itself is a good thing. It's a mitzvah in many, many times, especially Shabbos, Yantif, Sudas mitzvah. And yet, there is a concept where a person's eating not for their existence, not to keep the body alive and functioning and serving the neshama, but a person's eating because it looks good. Or because he just has a desire, he likes the way it tastes in his mouth, he likes the food going down, even though his stomach honestly is not hungering for food at all, the body isn't asking for food at all, but there's a physical base desire of enjoying what this tastes like, enjoying what a delicious piece of meat tastes like, or a delicious piece of cake, whatever it is. When a Yid goes after these taivos and fulfills them, the person loses in the process. Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in another Torah in the Likutei Moran, Torah Tikutei Chocha, Rabbeinu Zal said you should know that Gashmias and Ruchnias are on a seesaw. They're on two ends of the seesaw. When the Ruchnias goes up, in order for the Ruchnias to go up, the Gashmias has to go down. In order for the Gashmias, when the Gashmias goes up, it means that the Ruchnias is going down, which means when a person is catering to their Gashmiyistika desires more than they're supposed to, you should know that automatically you're losing out on the Ruchnias. losing out and actually losing. There are sparks of Kedusha that are getting lost in the process. What do we mean by lost? These sparks of Kedusha fall into the hands of the Satan, into the hands of Tuma. Every single time a Yid does any type of Avera, just about, it causes sparks of Kedusha to fall and get lost into the hands of the Satan. When a person tries to excel in Ruchnius, if a person wants the neshama to grow and to rise and climb, how does a person do it? By being memait, by subtracting from the gashmius, subtracting from the taivois, trying to cater less to the guf, less sleep. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos that there are a whole list of ways that how a person is zeichet to be koine Torah. One of them is miut sheina, minimizing the amount of sleep, miut sicha, all kinds of miut, subtracting less gashmius, less catering to the taivois. That's how you get the ruchnius to go up. So we know that bechlal, when a yid does an avera, he causes a loss to take place, whereby these sparks of Kedusha get lost into the hands of Tumah, into the hands of the Satan, into the hands of Klipos. As the Pasuk says, Taivas, Rishoim, Toivei, the word Aveda is used there. And Rav Nosson Zal points out, we know that especially when it comes to Pigam HaBris, that sin in particular, the way that the Gemara describes it and the Torah describes it, these drops that go lost, Rachmona Litzlan, actually represent very holy sparks of Kedusha that could have been used to create human beings, to create a whole world that can do mitzvahs, to bring a new Jew into the world that'll do thousands of mitzvahs, a factory of mitzvahs in Ma'asim Tovim. And if a Yid Chas V'Shalom causes that to go lost, to be wasted in any way or misused in any way, that's an example, that's the example of this Taivas Rishon Toivei. He causes a loss. Now when something gets lost, what do you have to do? You have to send out a search party to find it. There's a concept of chipus, searching, seeking out this item to find it. And we know the Gemara tells us, yogato umotsoso tamin, that if a person tries to look for that which is lost, you will definitely find it. There's no question at all. The Gemara says, yogato v'lo imotsoso al tamin. If somebody comes and says, I looked very hard and I couldn't find it, then you know the person didn't really look very hard. Person didn't really look. Because if you really search for a lost item, you're bound to find it. And especially when it comes to Kedusha. In fact, Rav Nosson Zal says, the question is, why does it say tamin? Yogato matzoso, if a person looked hard for something and they found it, tamin, believe them. Rav Nosson Zal says, what's to believe? If the guy found it, he can show it to you. If a person is looking for something that's lost and they find it, it should be very easy to tell him, show me. Rav Nosson Zal says, when it comes to this type of searching, when it comes to a Yid who did many, many Averois, and as a result of the Averois, this person fell. He fell into Gashmias, and he fell into all kinds of problems and Pigomim, and he caused these thousands of sparks of Kedusha to fall. When such a person does tshuva, and he starts finding these sparks of Kedusha, not always is he going to realize that he's finding. Sometimes the Satan is given permission to make a person feel like he's accomplishing nothing. That all his efforts to do tshuva and to learn and to fast and all the different things that the person is doing to make a tikkun, to correct the averos that he did, the Satan is given permission to make it seem to the person as if he's getting nowhere, as if he didn't find anything. This is why the Gemara keys in on this word, tamin, believe it. There are times that you're going to have to rely on faith. You're going to have to look inside of yourself and say, am I really searching? Am I really doing everything I possibly can based on the Torah's instructions to fix the damage that I did with my averos? If I am doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, tamin, then I have to believe, I have to trust in Hashem, I have to trust in the Torah, and I have to take the word of these tzaddikim who write that if you really search, you'll find. If you really try to do tshuva, you're going to succeed, no question. Rav Nosson Zal says, what's one of the best examples of this chipus, a person doing tshuva? The process of tshuva is a process whereby a person is assuming that during my activities of doing averos, I caused certain things to get lost. Lost implies that it's not right in front of me. When I say I lost this thing, do we use the term lost properly if the thing is right in front of my feet? That's silly. Guy says, I lost my watch, and then you see it's right by his feet. You say, hey, silly, you didn't lose it. It's right there by your feet. The concept of a lost means something that's become nisrachik. It's become distant from you. When the Torah discusses the mitzvah of tshuva, the pasuk says, "Veshavta ad Hashem alikecha, veshamata bekoiloi." You will return to Hashem, and you will start listening. Return. Return from where? Return from where you were. You were on a trip. You went away from Hashem. How far away? According to how many averos you did, each avera that you did pushed you away from Hashem. And it brought you in this category whereby you were called an oved. You yourself got lost from Hashem. You distanced yourself from Hashem so that you yourself are called an oved or a nevad, a person who becomes lost. And in the process, you also lost all kinds of things, all kinds of sparks of Kedusha that were attached to you, that were part of your neshama, which as a result of your Avera, these sparks went flying all over the place and got lost into the hands of Tumah. What does the Pasuk say right over there by the topic of Tshuva? The Pasuk says, the next Pasuk in the Chumash is, Im yihye nidachacho b'kzeh ha-shamayim. If those that have become lost from you, those that have become removed from you, will be on the other end of the world, Misham yikabetzcho Hashem alikecho, Misham yikochecho. Hashem will find them all the way as far away as they are. Hashem will find them and bring them back. And the pasuk continues to say, Ubikashtem Misham es Hashem alikecho. You will search for Hashem. The word bakosha is used. Searching for Hashem. And you will find ki sidrashenu, if you'll search. According to how well you'll search, you're going to find Hashem. We see that the whole terminology that's being used in the Torah regarding the procedure of tshuva is an oved, a nevad, and moitze mitzia. You're finding a lost item. Number one, you're being found by Hashem. Hashem is finding you and bringing you close to Him, restoring you, returning you. And number two, all the lost articles that you lost from your pockets, your front pocket, your shirt pocket, your back pocket, your jacket, your pants, all of those things that you dropped and lost along the way are all being gathered in and you're being put back together in one piece. That kind of thing. Rav Nosson Zal also quotes the psukim in Tehillim that David HaMelech uses describing a person who has done averos. David HaMelech says, Toisi kese oiveid bakesh avdecho. Hashem, I have drifted away from you like a lost sheep. Lost, oiveid, aveda. And we say, bakesh avdecho, Hashem, please search me out. Because obviously it's a two-way process. A yid goes searching for Hashem, and through his chipus, Hashem automatically does a corresponding search and goes looking for the person. And both start heading towards each other. We find other psukim Rav Nosson Zal quotes regarding a person who has done averos, Hoyisi kichli oived. I became like a lost vessel. And the pasuk derech reshoim toived. The path of a rasha is lost, to get lost. And the pasuk says, Hashem says to the Yidden, if you're going to do a lot of averos, ki ovoid toiveidun maher, you're going to get very lost, quickly. We see the whole concept of doing averos is a concept of avedo, losing and getting lost, that concept. When does this process of tshuva really take place? We have the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's the most important time of the year that's reserved, that's designated for tshuva. How do we initiate this process of Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the openers for these Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is blowing shofar. Blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And we actually even begin this, we start 30 days before, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, we're starting to practice already for Rosh Hashanah. What are we practicing? Which item of tshuva, which action of tshuva are we practicing? the most important one, the blowing of the shofar. Why? Because the shofar symbolizes this searching for these avedos. Rabbeinu Zal says in this Torah, you should know that there's a unit of malachim who search for these averos. What do they search with? They hold these shofaros in their hands, and every time they find something, they blow shofar. Our reason for blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to symbolize that this is the day during which we expect to find and retrieve all of our lost articles, all the avedos that we lost throughout the whole year, through our chatoim and avoinos and pshoim. We're going to restore it this day, throughout, through tshuva. What is tshuva? An ingathering of all of these nitzutzos. What happens when you gather them in? You blow shofar. When we blow shofar down here, this unit of malochim and shamayim blow shofar upstairs. Rav Nosenzal says, now we understand also in Shmoneh Esrei the association between two things. The pasuk says, "Tka b'shofar godoy l'cheruseinu," Hashem, please blast the shofar, symbolizing our cherus, our freedom. V'soneis l'kabeitz goliyoseinu. The shofar is associated with kibbutz golius, gathering in all those yidden that have become lost. Lost from where? Lost from Eretz Yisrael. Lost from their place, mekabetz nidche amo Yisrael. When Mashiach comes, v'hoyo bayoyim hahu yitoka b'shofar godol, they're going to blast the very powerful shofar. And what is the shofar going to do? It's going to initiate this ingathering of all of these sparks of Kedusha, all of these neshamos that are in Golos, and all the neshamos that are even worse than in Golos. They're not just in Chutz Loretz, but these sparks of Kedusha that are strewn all over the world in the most distant places possible, all of them are going to be gathered in throughout, through the blowing of the shofar. And Rav Nosson Zal says, now we understand why Rabbeinu Zal made such a big deal that the most important day of the year to go to a tzaddik is Rosh Hashanah. Why? Now we understand. Because based on what Rabbeinu Zal explained in the chapter, the Torah Kuf Pei Ches, I believe it was in Chelek Aleph, which we learned last week, and we attach that to this Torah Pei, Kuf Pei He, I believe it was, which we attach to this Torah Pei Ches, there we learn that who's the one that goes searching for these avedos? Is it every person? Every person can search a baby search. The tzaddikim, the true tzaddik, he's the one who, when he comes into this world, immediately he puts on his sneakers and he goes racing everywhere and he finds his own avedos, because we mentioned, the Gemara says Nida, that when a child is born into this world, prior to coming out of the mother's stomach, the child receives all of Kedusha. A malach teaches it everything it could possibly achieve in this world. Then when the baby comes out of the mother's stomach, the child forgets everything. Forgets means lost. Aveda also, we said nishkachti kamesmi, the psukim that we quoted, associating shikha, forgetting, with an aveda, with something getting lost. So here also, and the Gemara says, we make every person swear to go looking for this lost article and to retrieve it. The tzaddik is the one who, from the second he's born into this world, he starts this avodah of searching, seeking out his own lost articles. Once he finds everything he has to for himself, Rabbeinu Zal says, what does he do then? Then he starts searching for other people's avodahs. And he actually gathers into himself all the avodahs of all the people in the world. So that if a Yid wants to find his own avedos, where should he go looking for it? By the tzaddik. That's the one who has already succeeded in gathering in all of his own avedos, plus your avedos. The question is, what's the most opportune time to do this? Obviously, Rosh Hashanah. If that's the day of tshuva, the beginning of these Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and tshuva represents the gathering in of these sparks, that's when we're going to blow the shofar, that's when you want to go find the address of the tzaddik and go to him to receive your avedos. He's going to give you, he can return to you your avedos on that day much more so than any other time. This is why also, what's the laning on Rosh Hashanah, the Kriya Satoira on Rosh Hashanah? What do we read about? We read about the Zivug of Yitzchak Avinu being born. Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that earlier Torah, in the Torah Pei Zayin, the Soid Kavona Selul,
that the whole, the greatest, the most important marriage to take place in Klal Yisrael ever was between Yitzchak and Rivka, because that's what brought Yaakov Avinu into the world, and that's really where the Jewish nation begins from. We're not called Bnei Yitzchak, Bnei Avraham, we're called Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, why? Because that's where the Jewish heritage really begins from. What was needed for that to take place? The zivug of Yitzchak and Rivka. That was the most difficult zivug to come by, where Avram Avinu had to reveal to Eliezer the soid kavon aselo, this v'imloi soiva isha lalecha sachrecha, that we explained in two chapters ago. He had to reveal to him this deep secret to find his zivug. That's the laning that we do on Rosh Hashanah, where we discuss, we lay in the pasuk that says, u'besuel yolad es Rivka, that the zivug of Yitzchak Avinu was born, now she was in the world, now we could start dealing with the search to find the zivug of Yitzchak Avinu. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is the most important time for this concept of finding Avedos. So the most significant Aveda in the world, the zivug of Yitzchak Avinu, the issue of Yitzchak Avinu, that we talk about the beginning of the process of finding her, takes place on Rosh Hashanah itself. To this, Rav Nosson Zal connects the whole concept. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about two topics, searching for Avedos and the Malachim with the Shofros and all of that, and the fruit that's not yet completely ripened, and eating a fruit and making a bracha with Kavono, with Yira Shemayim. What's the connection between the two? Rav Nosson Zal says that from what he understood from Rabbeinu Zal and from the Kisvei Arizal, the object in the world that contains the most lost sparks of Kedusha are peros, fruits. That's an item that's very, very much connected with this topic of these avedos, these sparks of Kedusha, neshamos, that are nizgalgel, that are reincarnated into these fruits specifically, and they grow, they go through the whole procedure of being involved in a tree, ki ha'odom eitz hasode, man is compared to a tree. Many different analogies that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring to show the connections here. And the fact is that these fruit contain in them these sparks of Kedusha. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says that the whole concept, when we discuss the tikkun for these lost sparks of Kedusha, what's their tikkun? They should be gathered into where? Gathered into Eretz Yisrael. We say Tka b'Shofar Gadol Chayrusenu v'Soneis l'Kabeitz Kol Yoseinu v'Kapzenu Yachad Mehero Me'arba Kanfos Oretz Liartzenu. The whole ingathering of these sparks is Eretz Yisrael. When they're outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're considered lost. This Toisi Kiseh Oyved, wandering outside of Eretz Yisrael. When they're returned to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they're considered to be found. Rav Nosson Zal says this explains to us why one of the first halachas regarding making a bracha on a fruit is to show respect for Eretz Yisrael. That a fruit, which is one of those fruit that was designated as being the pride of Eretz Yisrael, those seven outstanding fruits with which the Torah is Meshabech Eretz Yisrael, they are given a priority in making a bracha on fruit. Why? Because the whole concept of a yid making a bracha on a fruit is a concept of finding, retrieving these sparks of Kedusha, these Avedos that are found in the fruit. Therefore, we favor the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch says, when you make a bracha on a fruit, which hand are you supposed to hold it in? In your right hand. Why? The right represents Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that when Yaakov Avinu's sons were born, Binyamin was born, he was called Ben Yamin. Ben Yamin, the Gemara says, why? Why Yamin? Yamin al Shem Eretz Yisrael. It was regarding the fact that the position that they were in, Eretz Yisrael was to the right of them. So we see that the Torah puts this label of the right on Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, again, a yid is eating a fruit. The purpose is to find these avedos. What's finding these avedos? Bringing them, gathering them into Eretz Yisrael. The significance in favoring the bracha on the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, the significance of holding it in your right hand. Then also we find one of the halachas related to making brachas is that during the time that you're saying a bracha, it's usur to have libo iroya so ervo. It's forbidden for the person not to be wearing pants, where his the bris kodesh is uncovered, where it's visible to the person. It's visible. The heart sees the bris. Person must have a separation. They must be wearing pants, something that separates, that covers over the bris. Why? Again, because we explain that the whole concept of losing these avedos, the most outstanding example of losing these avedos, is chilul abris, pigam abris, person committing those types of sins. Therefore, this act of eating a fruit, where our purpose is to retrieve these avedos, we have to be especially particular in terms of tikkun abris, that the Shulchan Aruch makes a point of saying to be covered properly when making a bracha. Specifically regarding this Hilchas Birchas HaPeiros. It applies to all brachas, but this is where it's pointed out in the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Torah tells us that when a Yid makes a bracha specifically, there's one item which, if you leave it out in the bracha, if you leave out that item, the bracha is not considered to be a valid bracha. What is it? A person has to say Hashem's name and Malchus. And Malchus. Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, King of the World. Without saying that Hashem is Melech Ha'olam, King of the World, without saying that, the bracha is not considered valid. Why? Why not mention Tiferes? Why not mention Chesed? Of all the attributes of Hashem to mention, why Bedavka mention Malchus in a bracha? Rav Nosson Zal explains, the answer is because the one attribute of Hashem that's considered to be so wide-reaching that it's across the world, there's nothing that's not within its grasp, is Malchus. We say in Tehillim, U'malchusoi bakoil moshola. Hashem's kingdom rules over everything. There's nothing that's not within the domain of Hashem's kingdom. So no matter how lost an item is, it's lost, it's on the other end of the world. Which midah of Hashem is there about which the Torah says that this is over everything? There's nothing that's not within its grasp. That's only the Malchus. The Malchus is the thing that's koilel everything. That's why we say Melech. That's why we stress Melech Olam in a bracha, because it's the fact that Hashem has this midah of Malchus. And about Malchus, it's written, Malchusoi bakoil mashallah. The kingdom is over everything, over the goyim, over the tumah, everything. That Malchus is the sphere which can reach even into the klipos, into the tumah. We say the Shekhinah goes down at night into the klipos to be mevaren nitzutzos. The Shekhinah, the Malchus, is the one that's able to reach down to bring back these avudim, these lost items. So too, Rav Nosson Zal says, the whole concept of golus and geula is this concept of aveda and metziah. During the time that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim or in Golus Bechlal, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Hanavi, Tzoin oivdois hoyu ami. Hashem says, my people were a nation of lost sheep. That's the definition of Golus. Lost. Lost from where? Lost from home. When do we consider a person lost? When he's away from home and he can't find his way back home. Home is Eretz Yisrael. Tzoyin oivdois hayu ami. When the Yidden were in Golus, they're called tzoyin oivdois. Hashem says, Hashem says to the Yidden, if you'll misbehave, ve'ibadetem bagoyim, you will be lost among the nations. When the Yidden are among the nations in exile in Golus, they're called ne'evodim, they're called lost. The whole concept of geula, when Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, when Hashem took the Yidden out of Golus back in Eretz Yisrael, there we find Badafka, the inyan of finding, of Mitziah. The different Lashonis that are used, that Rav Nosson Zal quotes, showing that that's a concept of Mitziah. The Pasuk says, Ka'anovim bamidbor motzosi Yisrael. Hashem says, like grapes in the desert, I found the Yidden. Talking about taking the Yidden out of Golus, they're compared, it's an inyan of Mitzia, I found them. Finding them is when I took them out of Golus back into Eretz Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal says a fantastic chiddush. Why is it that throughout the whole Torah, when the Torah discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden going out of Golus, special emphasis is placed on the time, the season. What season did the Yidden go out of Golus? Chodesh Ha'oviv. Why so much stress that they went out of Mitzrayim in the spring? Who cares, spring, summer, winter? What chashivas does that have related to the concept of going out of Golus? And if it didn't have a chashivas, why mention it? Why bother mentioning it? Rav Nosson Zal explains that the whole concept of the Yidden going out of Golus, this whole concept of finding these Avedos is dependent on and corresponds to the springtime specifically. What happens in spring? That's when the fruit begins to ripen. In the spring is when the fruit begins to become nisbashel. When that ripening process of the fruit begins, that shows that these sparks of Kedusha are starting to become available to be found. These avedos, which while the fruit is unripe, you're not allowed to eat it. You can't eat it. It's not prepared for tikkun yet. If you try to be misaken it, then chas v'shalom, it can hurt you. It can destroy you because it's the wrong time. But if you wait till the fruit begins to ripen, then you're first coming into the ballpark. Then you're entering to the ballpark where there's a possibility of being able to be misaken it. But there's a logical question on this. Spring is when the fruit begins to ripen. Is that what we're looking for, or are we looking for when the fruit is fully ripened? Are you supposed to eat a fruit when it first starts becoming ripe, or when it becomes fully ripened? We just stressed, the whole stress was when it completes its ripening process. That's why the Torah stresses that when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, it was before the right time. It wasn't the right time. They went out b'chipozim. They went running out like bandits. They ran out like bandits. Why? Because it wasn't yet the right time. It was Chodesh Ha'oviv. It was before the fruit was fully ripe. This is why they had so many problems. This is why it was so difficult to take them out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because to try to make this tikkun before its right time is very, very difficult. Before, if it would have happened in the winter time it would have been completely impossible. But the best time would have been Shavuos time, Chag HaKotzir, when do you cut the tefua? When it's fully ripened. The fact that Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim springtime, before the tefua was fully ripened, that's why we have to eat matzah on Pesach. What is matzah? Matzah is unripe bread. It's bread that's not fully ripened. We didn't allow the yeast to rise. It's unfinished bread. It's called lechem oini. It's poor man's bread. Why can't we? We can't afford to wait? We can't afford to wait to let the dough rise and become regular challah, regular bread? No. The Yidden couldn't afford to wait. Because if they would have waited there 1 second more, the tumah was so powerful, then chas v'shalom, it would have been the end. Period. Therefore, Hashem had to grab them out at the first possible moment. What was the first possible moment? Chodesh Oviv. Was it the most opportune moment? Definitely not. That's why it happened through Isarusa de Leila. This wasn't the regular procedure of tshuva that we learned about earlier, boki barotsui, boki b'shoi, where a person has to know how to climb from level to level, slowly go up and slowly come down in a proper manner and form. This was nothing like that. Hashem yanked them out of there in a wild way and brought them up to a very high level of Kiddush on Pesach. But since it was done in this manner, before the right time and everything, it was only a temporary gula. Then they had to go through a whole purification process. During the 49 days of the Omer, leading up to Shavuos, they had to go through purification, birur, achar birur, and tests, all the tests that they went through at Kriyas Yamsuf and everything. Why? Because the ripening process wasn't 100% complete yet. And these two are running side by side. These two are identical procedures. The procedure of Yidden going out of Golus is identical to the whole process of this fruit beginning to grow and develop and become ripened, begin to become ripe and become fully ripened. This is the whole side. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal says, the psukim and Shir HaShirim that discuss the Yidden going out of Mitzrayim, it's all brought related to the whole concept of flowers and trees growing. The pasuk says, "Hanitzonim niru ba'aretz." The flowers were starting to be visible above the ground. Eis hazomir higia. The time to cut them arrived. Hateena chunto fageho. The fig tree started developing its figs. Kind of baloney. What's this whole for? What are we in? A flower children? The Torah is giving us a whole trip about flowers and trees developing and using that kind of wording, that kind of terminology to discuss the Yidden going out of Golus? The answer is most definitely yes. Because the whole procedure of fruit trees ripening their fruit and developing their fruit is identical and synonymous with the whole concept of the Yidden going out of Golus. These sparks of Kedusha that are neva, that are lost, being taken out of Golus, out of this Aveda. Rav Nosson brings many more examples. I think we're going to hold it here for now. Rav Nosson brings the example of the miracle of Purim, specifically. Again, who's the Aveda, the Ish or the Isha? The Gemara said that the woman is the one that's called the Aveda, and the Baal Aveda has to be Machsir Achar Avedosoi. When Esther Hamalka was taken captive by Achashverosh, what happened? She said, V'chasher ovadeti, ovodeti. The whole concept there was an Aveda. The fact that she was taken captive, she fell into the hands of the Sitra Achra, the Tuma, the Soton, the palace of Achashverosh, and she was afraid that this Aveda was going to go lost completely. What did Mordechai HaTzadik do? The Torah, the Megillah discusses one thing about him, his persistence, his search. U'bechol yoim v'yoim Mordechai mishalech lifnei chatzar beis hanoshin. Every single day, Mordechai went, walked by the place where the women were. What for? When does a person go looking? When does a person run to the post office every single day? When he's expecting to find a package there. He's looking for a package and somehow he's afraid a package got lost in the mail or lost in the... And a person who really, really believes that it's there, he'll go searching every single day, come back to see, is it there? Is this Aveda there? Mordechai was mishalech lefnei chatzar beis hanoshim. What happened as a result of his chipus, as a result of his searching? Not only did he succeed in rescuing her out of the palace, but he also succeeded in rescuing millions of sparks of Kedusha that were lost. Many, many Yidden, the Pasuk says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, that all the Yidden did tshuva. All the Yidden who had participated in the Suda of Achashverosh, they all did tshuva. They all returned to Hashem. Kimu v'kiblu, they accepted the Torah brand new again, as if they had never accepted it before. Not only that, but v'rabim me'amei ho'oretz misyahadim, Kinofal Pachat Mordechai Aleim. Not only that, but Mordechai Atzadik was able to rescue thousands of sparks of Kedusha that were already swallowed up, they were already in the hands of the Goyim. These converts that converted them represented all of these Avedos, all of these sparks of Kedusha, sparks of Toiv, that were within the hands of the Goyim, now being returned to the Am Yisrael. And Rav Nosson Zal gives, what we discussed here is about 25%, 20-25%, of this halacha and likutei halachos. You could imagine how well he explains and ties together all the concepts. If you review what we just said and tie it together with last week's shiur and the week before, and 2 or 3 weeks before that, where we discussed this whole topic of the Soid Kavanas Elul and the looking for one zivug and the whole concept of the fruit here, eating a fruit before its right time, and the malachim with the shofaros, you see how all of this is woven together perfectly. All of this is very connected, and each thing has bearing on the other item. Okay, we'll start Torah Pei Tes. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hadas Meshadech Kol Hashiduchim. Whenever a shidduch is to be made, a shidduch referring to the uniting of a man and woman, the Gemara says that the male and female start off in heaven as one neshama. When they're sent down to earth, they're split apart as two halves of one neshama, and it is the mission of the husband, the potential husband, to go looking for his other half, his lost half. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Hadas meshadech kol hashiduchim. Das is what brings together all shiduchim. Why? Ki kol hashiduchim heim shnei hafochim. Any time that you have a shidduch, a couple, a husband and wife, they are two opposites. That's a fact. V'hadas hu hametavech ben shnei hafochim. And das is something which actually is a combination. It brings together two things. In Kabbalah, when we discuss the attributes of Hashem, the midos of Hashem, they are listed in different forms. One of the representations of Hashem's qualities are Chochma Bino Das, Chesed Gevura Tiferes, Netzach Hoid Yesoid Malchus. These are the 10 major attributes of Hashem. There's another way that we refer to the 10 midos of Hashem, where we call them Keser Chochma Bina, Chesed Gevura Tiferes, Netzach Hoid Yesoid Malchus. Now the question is, when we refer to the Midas of Hashem as Keser Chochma Bino Chesed Gevura, what happened to the Das? Where did it go? The Arizal explains that Das is actually the Achdus between Chesed and Gevura. The unity between kindness and harshness, how to blend those two together properly, that is Das, that is Seichel. Just like the Gemara says, Imein Das Havdolah Minayin. The fact that we say the Brocha of Havdolah on Moitzoy Shabbos, we say it B'davka in the Brocha Atochenin Yodom Das. Why? Because without Das, you don't know how to differentiate between good and bad, right and wrong, Shabbos and the weekdays, darkness and light. That's the whole concept of Das. Das implies two, and knowing how to work with the two, knowing how to blend them together when they're supposed to be mixed together, or knowing how to keep them apart when they're supposed to be kept apart. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Al kein, therefore, kol hashiduchim sheboilam kulam nasim al yidei habar das sheyesh boilam. Therefore you should know that all the shiduchim that take place in the world, all are affected through the bardas of the world. The most outstanding person in seichel, in das, in the world, he's the one that through him are affected all the shiduchim in the world. The alkanim, therefore, lefomim koshe limtzai zivugoi. At times it's difficult for a person to find their zivug. Ki lefomim shnei hameshudochim rechoike moid. There are times when the two members of the shidduch, the potential husband and wife, are very, very far from each other, either physically or vehem shnei hafochim biyoser ze mizeh. And they're also both very, very opposite in nature. This one likes sweet, this one likes sour, this one likes hot, this one likes cold. This one is loud, this one is quiet. All the differences that there are between people that relate to this concept of a shidduch. Al kein, therefore, koshe limtzoi zivugoi. It's difficult for a person to find their zivug. Because of the fact that if you were looking for something that's similar to you, a person can identify with that. Somebody that's like me, I can plug into. You tell me to look for the opposite of myself. For starters, it's hard to figure out exactly what's the opposite of yourself. And then to go looking for it, a person has a natural tendency to pull away from somebody that's the opposite of him. A person that has the exact opposite nature of you, there's a tendency to want to stay far away from that. V'hatikin lazeh, Rabbi Nizal says, what's the tikin for this? How do we correct this? How do we see to it that they should be able to find each other? The tikkun is that a person has to come to a bardas and hear words of Torah from his mouth. And that, listening to divrei Torah from a bardas, can help a person find their shidduch. Ki kol zman shehadas bekoyach, because as long as the das is in the brain, it's in theory, it hasn't been spoken out. Then, at times, it'll be very, very difficult to bring together the mishudochim, the two members of the couple. While the das is in the brain of the bardas, it's still very difficult to bring together the mishudochim. Why? Ki lefomim hem behepech godol ma'oid ze mizeh kanal. Because at times they're very, very, very opposite. Ve'oz I efshar lahadas l'chabroisom kol zman shadas bekoyach. And when the situation is like that, if the das is only bekoyach, it's only in theory, it's only in the mind, it hasn't been revealed yet, it hasn't been brought out yet, the das is not strong enough to be meshadech the shidduch. Meaning, let's say you have a big Talmud Chochem in the world, and he has a lot of seichel in his mind, and we say that what it takes to bring together opposites is seichel. During the time that seichel is still in his mind, it's weak in a sense. It's not strong enough to be able to bring together a couple that are very, very opposite from each other. Al kein, therefore, tzorich lishmoya Torah mipiv. The person, this couple, or certainly the male part of this couple, must hear words of Torah from the mouth of this bardas. She'oz yoytzei hadas bebechinas mipiv das usvuna. When a Talmud Chochem speaks divrei Torah, then what that is actually, it's his das coming out of his mouth. The pasuk says in Mishle, Mipiv das usvuna. From the mouth of a Talmud Chacham, we hear what's in his brain, his das and tvuna. The Azayim then, kisheyoytze hadas mikoyach el apoyel, when this Talmud Chochem's, when this Bardas's das comes out, it's no longer in theory, it's no longer in the mind, but rather it's come out through his mouth into action. Azay yochoy l'shadchom, then it is possible to bring together these two very opposites. Af im heim behepech godol zemizeh. Even if they are very, very, very different from each other, very opposite, still, once the Divrei Torah come out of the mouth of the Bardas, then it's possible for that Das to bring together this Chesed and this Gevura, these two that are very, very far from each other. Rabbeinu Zal says now, v'zeh oisi ois shidduch. This is why the Hebrew word that's used to refer to a couple, a mating of husband and wife, is the word shidduch. Why? Because the word shidduch is the Rosh Tevois of the pasuk, ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das v'toira. That on the lips of a kohen, a Talmud Chacham, are found das and Torah. V'zehu yivakshu mipihu. And that's why the next words in the pasuk after that, ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das v'toira, the lips of a kohen have on them das and Torah. The first letters make up the word shidduch. What do you do to get to the shidduch? Yevakshu mipihu, seek out his das from his mouth. Kitzorech levake shatoira mipiv daiko, we must seek out the Torah from the mouth of the bardas. Kidei lohitzi adas mikoyach al apoyel karal, in order to bring the das out from theory, from a mental state, into poyal, into action, where the das can actually affect this shidduch, this couple being able to find each other and see eye to eye with each other. The alkein, and therefore, tzorech lishmoya toira dafko mipiv. Now the question is, if he's a bardas, das we would think is not only toira. There's other kinds of das also. What if this bardas starts speaking something else, not toira? Can that be effective in this manner? Rabbeinu Zal says no. That's why you must hear bedafka toira from him. Why? Af shegam bediburim pshutim shel abardas yesh bem gam ken das. Even though it's a fact that if you're dealing with a bardas, even when he's not speaking words of Torah, even when he's speaking sichos chulin, you will still find seichel in his words. Every word he says is calculated and measured, and there's wisdom in it. Af al piken tzorech lishmoya Torah dafka. Still, you must hear Torah in order for this thing to be affected. Why? Ki ha-toiro nekras kala. We know that the Torah is called a bride. Kemoi sheko amrazal, as the Gemara says in Psochim, the Pasuk says, Torah tzivolanu Moshe moirosho kihilas Yaakov. The Gemara says, al tikri moirosho elo meuroso, that the Torah is called an arusa, an engaged bride. The Torah is compared to a bride that's engaged to Bnei Yisrael. V'yesh bo gam kein shnei hafochim. And we know that the Torah also... So that's number one. Number one, the Torah is compared to a bride. So if you're looking for your bride, you want das of Torah specifically. That's the das that will lead you to your bride. Number two, we said that one of the problems in finding your zivug is that she's the opposite of you. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'yesh bo gam kein shnei hafochim." The Torah also has in it two opposites. Ki yesh bo shnei minei oisiyos. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Torah is made up of oisiyos ravrevin, the asvon ravrevin, the asvon zeirin. The Torah is made up of big letters and small letters. We know in a Sefer Torah you have medium letters, you have extra large letters, you have the Vav of Gochain and other places in the Torah where you have these large letters, and you have the small Aleph of Vayikra. So the Zohar HaKadosh makes a point of saying that the Torah has in it these opposites, large letters, small, large and small. That's an example of opposites. Ukeshahat Tzadik Oimer Torah, and when a Tzadik says Torah, Hu Bechinas Meshadech Shiduchim, a Tzadik in his shir is actually making a shidduch also. Why? Ki divrei Torah aniyim b'mokom zeh v'ashirim b'mokom acher. The Yerushalmi explains that the style of Torah is that you can have a topic that's brought up in Masechta Brachos, and Masechta Brachos there's two lines on it, and this same topic is discussed in Bab Metzia, and there you have a whole page on it. And you have another topic in Bab Metzia that's two lines, and in Brachos it's a whole page. What does a Talmud Chacham do in his shir? He brings together, he discusses the topic. In order to discuss the topic, he collects from the different places in the Torah, one place where this topic is discussed in a poor way, in a limited way, another place where it's discussed in a large way, he brings them both together. That's another example of this shidduch. V'tzorech l'chaber divrei Torah mimokoyim l'mokoyim. The tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, the Bardas, in his shir, is bringing together divrei Torah from all of these different places. Ki mechabrim divrei Torah mimekoymos mefuzorim shem rechoykim ze mizeh. He gathers together divrei Torah from all kinds of distant locations that are spread out far apart. This piece of Torah is on this end of the sphere, on this end of the spectrum, and this piece is on the other end of the spectrum. This is in the beginning of Shas, this is at the end of Shas, u'mechabrim oisom yachad, and he brings them together, he unites them. V'ideze nase ha-chiddush shemechadshim. Generally, when a Talmud Chacham says a chiddush in Torah, his chiddush is built on bringing together different pieces of Torah from all kinds of different ends of the whole Torah. Nimtza, we see from this, kishehatzadik habardas oimer Torah, that when a tzadik habardas is saying Torah, humeshadech shiduchim, his shir is actually this concept of being meshadech shiduchim, bringing together opposite pieces of the Torah, pieces of the Torah. Here it's small, here it's big. He's weaving them together. This is on this end, this is on that end. He's bringing them together. Alkein tzrichin lishmoya mipiv Torah dafka. Therefore, you must hear bedafka Torah from his mouth. And through that, a person could be zeichet to find his correct zivug. Baruch Hashem. So Rabbi Nizal is telling us here that one of the ways that a person could help themselves, a person that's looking to find their zivug, by going to a shir that's given by a bardas, and listening to the words of Torah with this kavona in mind, that just as in a shir that's given by a bardas, das is an achdus of chesed and gvura, and the Torah is again this concept of an achdus between Rav Ravin and Zeirin, large and small, and it's bringing together aniya and ashira, one place in Shas where this topic is discussed in a poor way, in a very limited way, another place where the discussion is very broad. That whole act of bringing all of that together, that the bardas does, that the tzaddik does, that's actually a form of affecting shiduchim. And this is why we find this remez. When the Gemara in Chagiga says, a yid is looking for a rabbi, what should he look for? The Gemara quotes this pasuk, ki sif se koin yishmur das v'tori yivakshim yipiyu, ki malach Hashem tzvoko yisu. Such a rebbe is like a malach. He can actually bring together shiduchim. On his words, the word sif se kohen yishmeru das v'toira, the first letters there make up this word shidduch, because he has the power to be meshadech shiduchim. Why kohen? Kohen is synonymous with Talmud Chacham. The Gemara tells us bechlal that the kohanim were the ones who were being supported by Klal Yisrael. They didn't go out to work. They were in the Beis Hamikdash the whole time. They were oisek in the avoid of the Beis Hamikdash. They were the most outstanding ones, the leadership in Torah of Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem.